One there was a sultan who loved to eat. He ate 3 or 4 times a day. One after another, he ate and meat with yogurt and fruit with yogurt. His dining room was beautiful. There were large mirror, thick carpet and expensive furniture in it. Music was played, birds sang in their cage. Every day the sultan looked in the mirror. He smiled when he saw how fat and round he was. "I'm sure I'm the fattest, roundest sultan in the world," he thought. One day the sultan found that it was very difficult for him to walk. His body was too heavy. He couldn't wear his beautiful clothes. They were too small. The sultan couldn't get into a hot bath. A new bath was made, large enough to hold 2 elephants. 10 men helped the sultan to get into the bath. 10 men helped the sultan to get out again. The sultan was getting fatter and fatter. His beautiful expensive bed broke under him. His throne got a crack. Something had to be done. The sultan called his best magician. "I'm too fat. I can't wear my beautiful clothes. I can sit my throne. I can walk in my garden. I want to get winner. Try some of your magic spells." The magician tried his best magic spell, but it didn't help. He tried another one. The sultan didn't get thinner. "I'm too old," said the magician. "I can help you. You must find a doctor." The sultan's men went out all over the kingdom crying, "Listen, listen. The sultan has become too fat. He must have a doctor to help him to become thin again. Who can help sultan? You pray. Will be great." Doctor hurried to the palace from all part of the kingdom. Each one was sure that he could help the sultan. The first doctor looked at the sultan. Then he said, "My sultan, you must eat nothing but fruit." The sultan tried for a week to eat nothing but fruit. He had fruit for breakfast, lunch, afternoon tea, and dinner. He tried to eat nothing but fruit. All he ate between meals now and then: some potatoes with meat, or white bread with butter and jam, and nothing was better than a few plates of headache cakes. At the end of the week, the first doctor came to see the sultan. Sultan was fatter than ever. "Take him away, put him in prison," shouted the sultan. "Have give me nothing but fruit." Another the doctor looked at the sultan. Then he said, "My sultan, you must take nothing but hot tea." The sultan tried for a week to take nothing but hot tea for breakfast, hot tea for lunch, hot tea for dinner. Oh, he ate between meals now and then because he was so hungry. Some rice with meat, some bread with jam, and of course honey cakes. At the end of the week, the second doctor came to see the sultan. The sultan was fatter than fatter ever. "Take him away. Put him in prison," shouted the sultan. Give him nothing but the hot tea." The third doctor came. "Give the sultan hot baths every day," he said. The sultan had hot baths every day, but between baths he ate and ate. So this doctor was sent to prison too. More and more doctors came, nothing but meat, said one doctor. No music at meals, said another. Less sleep, nothing but yogurt, nothing but rice. One after another, 40 doctors tried to help the sultan. One after another, 40 doctors were put in prison. As for the sultan, he grieved father and the father. One day, Wise Hamel paced the palace. On his back, he carried the furniture of full house. Hamel called the sultan page. Come to the palace. The Hamel put down the furniture and hurried after the page. You can carry the furniture from full house, said the page. Lead our sultan into his bed. For a minute, Hamel looked in the sultan. He knew of the sultan's problems. What does matter if he sits on his throne or get in his bed? He will be dead in 40 days, the Hamel said. What did you say? Asked the sultan. You will be dead in 40 days, said the Hamel again. How do you know? I just know, answered the Hamel. Believe me, you will be dead in 40 days. It's a lie. Put him in prison, shouted the sultan. Two men caught the Hamel and took him to prison. As for the sultan, suddenly he was not hungry at all. At breakfast, he ate little brown bread. At lunch, he had fruit. In the afternoon, tea, he ate a little honey cake. At dinner, he ate a small piece of meat. He didn't eat meat between meals. He couldn't look at potatoes, rice, and jam. Then after the visit, the sultan was very sad. At the end of 20 days, he got up. He felt funny, but he could walk again. He walked in his place, hour after hour. Only 20 more days. His clothes looked funny. Something strange happened to them. No, they were too big for the sultan. On the 39th day, the sultan made his will. He passed the kingdom onto his younger brother. The 41st came. It was sunny and bright. Pure sun in the trees at the sultan's garden. Suddenly, the sultan jumped to his feet. This was the 41st day. He was not dead. Send for Hamel, he cried. The page hurried to the prison. He saw there 40 doctors and all of the were dead. This is the 41st day, said the Hamel. You are right, said the page. And the sultan hasn't for you. The Hamel went after the page. There you are, cried the sultan, sitting up in bed. This is the 41st day, and I'm alive. You are lying. Maybe, answered the Hamel. Then his eyes shone. But my sultan, you are a fiend. For a minute, the sultan could not say a word. Then a great smile came over his face. He jumped out of bed. He danced about the room. He touched his thin arms, his thin legs, his thin neck. Yes, he was thin. Bring me our new scales. He shouted. The biggest scales in the kingdom were brought to the sultan. The sultan sat down in the dish at one side of the large scales. No fill out the other dish with gold until the scales are even, ordered the sultan. The other dish was filled with gold until the great pile was even with the smiling sultan. The gold hammer is your prize, said the sultan. Take it and be happy. The hammer took his treasure, thanked the sultan, and left the palace. Go to the prison, sighed the sultan. to the page and tell the doctor that they are free. One by one, the 40 doctors climbed the stone steps. They were happy to see the bright sun again. As for the Sultan, he became no father than a Sultan shouldn't be.